Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another amazing episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. As usual, I am your host, Prince Muragori, and today I'm very excited to have a guest who is going to talk about women in the cryptocurrency space. As you guys know, over the past few weeks, or generally in 2020, there has been an increased interest in cryptocurrencies and alternative assets, and a broader interest in the field of finance and how women plug into that space. And so today we wanted to find out how exactly that is happening in the cryptocurrency world. And we are happy to have Yvonne Kagondu with us today. Yvonne is the community coordinator for Kenya at Paxful, and we are very glad to have her talking about the topic and shedding some light on that. So hello, Yvonne, how are you doing today?
Hi, Prince. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, thanks. And perhaps you can share with our audience what exactly you do and your experience in the crypto space before we start digging into our.
Okay, thank you for that. I am the Kenya Community Coordinator at Paxful. That basically means that I look at the Kenyan market, how it's doing on our platform, how I listen to the sentiments of our users from Kenya and try to recommend strategies on our end and try to make the market as conducive as possible for our Kenyan Paxful users.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. And you being a lady, I am sure you have noticed that you're in a field or a space that has traditionally been, you know, male dominated, or, you know, has very little female participation. But over the years, I mean, I've seen some reports on the cryptocurrency world in 2020 that are saying that women participation is actually on the rise, particularly here in Africa, and that's good news. So my first question to you would be, you know, how has the crypto space been in terms of women participation or in the past? And how is that changing in recent years, and what are some of the factors might be leading to that shift?
I can say in general, women in technology is, mm-hmm. There are very few women in technology. I have a bit of background in software engineering, and I know that for a fact, it was very rare to find women actually coding and doing such things. And also, for example, in finance, we'd see something like in the past, women, especially in Africa, were not allowed to manage the family finances. So the nature of blockchain and Bitcoin is a combination of, say, finance and technology, like fintech. Mm-hmm. So it's two fields that women are really not participating in. But over the recent years, women have been actively saying, we want a seat at the table. We want to do more technology. We also want to provide for our families. So there's been an increase of women in the technology sector, and also an increase of women in the finance sector. And this has also led to an increase of women in the fintech sector. And in the blockchain sector, I'd say experiencing the same. And it's true, our industry is very male dominated, and women are sort of the minority in this space. It's just how it started, because if you'd look at Bitcoin from the beginning, mm-hmm. most people would see it like it's something so technical, something so risky, and women in general are not risk takers, they're very risk averse.
Right.
And but with time, I think women have become more open to the idea of Bitcoin, to the idea of financial inclusion, to the idea of technology. Yeah.
Okay. And it's interesting that you mentioned the idea of risk aversion and how the female gender or the feminine psyche is, you know, geared towards things that are not very risky, or rather, you know, maybe in other words, to say to venture into unknown spaces. And that has been one aspect of the crypto world, especially when it was new. People did not understand what Bitcoin was, for example, there was a lot of misinformation, a lot of speculation, and it seemed technical, rightly as you have put it. It seemed like, you know, something that had to do with a lot of programming and only for some geeks. But over the years, the attention is shifting from the form of the product to actually the use cases, like what can you do with it. It's like the same way when you have a phone, you're not very worried or concerned with how does the camera work inside, you know, what is the programming behind it, but what you want to know is how you can take good photos with that. And we are seeing a shift towards that, and we are happy that there are more women participating. And following up on that question, my second question of the day, which is also the final question, because we are having a very short one today, we're keeping it short and sweet, is, other than just, you know, for example, trading, other than trading or sending and receiving money in the form of cryptocurrencies, what are some of the career opportunities that women can look at when they're thinking of getting into the cryptocurrency space? Because for a long time, that conversation has been geared towards the use cases. But at the end of the day, this is a field. It's got operations, it's got organizations. And so there are career opportunities that can be found within that. So could you give some advice to some young ladies out here in Kenya and generally in Africa who might be thinking of career opportunities in this space?
Yeah, sure. That's a very good question, Prince. Well, maybe I could just give an example of my journey into the crypto space. When I started out, I had just finished school, and as we know, the situation in Kenya, there wasn't much employment opportunities. But I was very curious about blockchain and crypto, and for me, it just started out as curiosity, like. I think for most people, it started out as curiosity. And but I got so invested into it, into a point that I wondered, could I make this a career? And for me, I stopped like looking for formal employment, and I started focusing on blockchain and the knowledge about it. And of course, after school, you don't have a lot of money to start trading or start buying Bitcoin. So I looked at it from a career perspective. And when I started out, my first career into the crypto space was a Telegram moderator, which is the typical admin for WhatsApp group, but in Telegram. and actually at that time, and still currently right now, it's actually a paying job. Like, you're literally being paid to text. So I tell my friends that, yo, you know, my job is texting, which is actually one of the most interesting jobs. You know, like, if the career sector is going to change, like for example, when the post office used to operate in the past, mm-hmm. when say the telecommunication industries joined and post office became a bit irrelevant, right. The new opportunities started developing. It won't be as clear. It won't be so crystal that which jobs can you do. For example, like who would have known that you can actually get paid for being an admin? So, but you know, when you, let's say, for example, the post office to the telecommunications, people who used to deliver mail, probably say the new jobs that were created, who would have known that you could actually get a job sitting down and helping people make phone calls, like the Sumia Jamis for before. Mm-hmm. So the industry won't be saying that, we won't say that we need the traditional jobs. Probably new roles will develop, new roles that are suitable for women, like easy roles, and not necessarily easy, but roles that actually are convenient for the gender. And I know that maybe, well, with my experience in the tech sector, I know that software engineering may not be like so conducive. Was, for example, something like trading, which is more risk taking, may not be so nice for women, but there are career options that may develop with the time with different titles, mm-hmm. that would actually be a good opportunity for many women, especially here in Kenya, mm-hmm. and remote jobs, because you see, blockchain is an internet sort of currency. So you can work from the comfort of your home with your colleagues working from all over the world. That's one of the best things I love about the industries, that you don't have to be confined to the Kenyan market. We know how the Kenyan career space is right now in the African career space. People are people are tarmacking. People are tarmacking at home for years, looking for jobs in the traditional sectors. But in the blockchain space, when you look for jobs in the internet, it opens up your space where you look for jobs. You no longer have to look for jobs only in Kenya. You just simply have to update your LinkedIn, get the information you need to go to the internet, research, get a paper, and then you can widen your scope. You look for jobs in US and still work from Kenya. You look for jobs in South Africa, Nigeria, all over. Yeah, that's my take.
Okay. And it's very interesting that you mention the capacity of some of these spaces to be open for remote working, because as you have rightly put it, the crypto space itself is virtual. So naturally, even the operations management would also be virtual. And so many of the companies that are in this space are having a presence in many countries all over the world without a single office, a single, you know, brick and mortar kind of traditional conventional office setup. And this is the new way, even in the traditional finance sector, in banking. Kenya, for example, has seen so many commercial banks close their physical branches because, you know, people developed agent banking, agency banking, internet banking. And so the crypto space was ahead of the curve. And I hope someone out there is listening to know that, you know, the industry is there and there are career opportunities there. There are people who work as analysts. There are people who work in communications. There are people who work in normal business development operations, you know, just like any other organization. And so we are thankful, Yvonne, that you have taken your time to share with us your insights. We are also keenly watching the space, the cryptocurrency space. We'll see how it develops in Kenya. Of course, there are many hurdles, setbacks here and there, but that is normal with any nascent industry that is evolving. But for sure, you know, the main mindset around new innovations is that if something is solving a problem somewhere, then most probably it will survive and overcome the obstacles. And so if this space, the crypto space, is solving some problems in our society, which other platforms or solutions have not been able to fully cover, then there is a future for that. And we are keenly looking forward to that. So thanks, Yvonne. Any last words from you?
No. Okay. Yeah, just that Kenyans should normalize Bitcoin and normalize crypto, and I think you know, just something that we need to sit down and research. There's so much misinformation going around. You take your time and learn. You can Google us, Paxful.com. And there's a lot of information that we give out there. We have a lot of workshops for Kenyans specifically, a lot of webinars. Yeah, so thank you, Prince.
Thanks to you, Yvonne, and thank you to our dear listeners for staying with us. As usual, you can follow us at Kenyan Wall Street on Twitter, and you can also follow me at Prince_Muraguri on Twitter. So thanks, folks. Stay safe, goodbye, and see you in the next episode.